nephew. Put some money on it.
Shout out to the commissioner.
I think his name's pronounced Finkel.
Enter the D.
This is the first dick hit. Controlling Tinder for fake Golden Knights?
I mean, I'm a little disappointed it wasn't a dick in the wolf's mouth.
Can't say hello to that dude.
Sorry. Man, that's a deadly carpet. That's like skating on America's dick.
That they play at Firefest.
Cup the bulls. You're going to have the dick beat off, and it could be like a 40-mile dick.
I decided to get a critical mass of penises.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ. No OJ indeed. What's going on, everybody? It's the commish coming at you live with episode 6 of Fobcast. Ooh, Cam, what's good, brother?
Not much. What's going on, beautiful people?
Oh, so much. Wait, why am I not part of the beautiful people?
Well,
why is that a separate
I'm addressing
thing?
The audience, and you're sitting here in front of me. You're sitting right. Front of the beautiful people.
You might hear a third voice laughing. That is our boy Mike B.
Hi, friends.
In the place to be.
How are you, Fopcasters? Do we call them Foppers? Do you have
Foppers.
A name, Foppers?
Yeah.
Well, the Foppers.
Yeah. No, it's from the Warriors. She's like, "What up, Boppers?" I used to say that on the podcast I did in L.A., and no one knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Which is weird.
Well, you'd think a hip-hop-themed podcast might know a little bit about the Warriors, but no. I guess it wasn't just hip-hop, but...
It's confusing, man.
Yeah, it is. So what's happening, people? How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, yeah.
Excited to be here with the legendary Cam himself.
What the fuck? So people are beautiful in Cam, but I'm neither.
Dude, I make people lactose intolerant.
Whoa, what does that mean?
He poisons them with cheese. Oh, I walked right into that one.
Oh.
All right. Well, Mike is going to talk to us later about shitty robot fighting league,
the SRFL,
and Fantasy Survivor, which he built himself before the clowns at ESPN and Yahoo caught on with the reality TV survivors or fantasy leagues.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our
product's still better. It's fine.
Well, exactly.
We'll talk about it. We'll get
there. I think we should kick things off by talking about the AAF.
Oh yeah, the AAF.
Yes.
Big fan. Big fan.
Yeah, always no, you're not.
I don't know always what the AAF is. Fill me in for a guy who's not into traditional sports or offbeat sports. What is the AAF?
It's like the
American
attempt.
Football Alliance, but they refer to themselves as the Alliance. So obviously they weren't big Warcraft players.
So what? Yeah. it's an alliance of what exactly?
8 minor league football teams, basically.
Oh, is this the chick football team?
No, that's LFL. We'll bring you back for that.
Okay.
That's yeah.
We would have filled you all in about the LFL. No, the AAF is, you know, the attempt to fill in where football leaves off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's not bad. I actually watched one or two of the games last week, and I mean, let's just break it down. So, big surprise me, it's on CBS.
Yeah,
I thought this
on CBS.
Well, this is the thing, man. Is like I did not realize this is pretty much unofficially, but officially NFL minor league.
Yep. Hmm.
And that's one thing I had no idea that they were like that put on like that. I thought it was just like another one of these things, and you know, there's like going to be 7 or 8 of these coming out in the next year.
Huh.
So
yeah, the XFL is coming back.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah,
are they bringing back slam ball too?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Man, I loved slam ball. Sorry to sidebar, but yeah.
No, we're all about the slam
ball. Which one's slam ball?
Slam ball was the trampoline basketball game.
Oh,
because XFL, I feel like, and slam ball came out kind of around the same time.
That's right.
Slam ball's still there. Like last time I was in Vegas, they had slam ball games going on that you could bet on.
Man, you're telling me when I go to Vegas, I'm going to Cirque du Soleil and I could be going to slam ball games.
Fuck yes.
Man, I gotta reevaluate my life choices.
You can drink slam ball all you want in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But
anyway.
So I did a little like pros cons report card on the first week here. So like we said, didn't realize it was a minor league football team for the NFL, and I mean like everything. It's down to the commentators are like people trying to get up. It's
I didn't
fucking
know
hilarious.
You could like work your way into that.
Oh yeah. Well, they didn't just find
CBS,
Bob Costas.
Yeah.
You know, like Tuscaloosa, and then you got picked up, you well, know, kind of like Anchorman, where yeah. it's like, oh, he was reporting in Oklahoma, and now he's in San Diego. You know,
like. Yeah. So it is pretty much minor league NFL, and that came as a huge surprise to me. So I got to say this, though. Their grade for actual football is a C. It's not very good football.
Mm.
And without time-honored history like college ball, like, you're not getting the same excitement as you do when you watch your old alma mater, like, take on somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's, like, no prestige?
Yeah, exactly. None yet.
Gotcha.
None yet.
Gotcha.
But yet.
So is the action similar? Like, is it as good? I mean, well, are these dudes, like, throwing down? Or are they just like, well, we're almost pro, so we got to save ourselves?
Well, no. Completely opposite, because they are trying to prove themselves to become pros.
No, they fuck each other up.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like minor league hockey, where
I was just about to say,
with it.
My hometown in Montana, we used to have the Ice Dogs, and those dudes throw so many punches.
Yeah. I snuck a 30-pack of Keystones in the Ice Dogs game.
Well, and ironically enough, all those beers that died in there went to beer heaven, because now it's a cold storage building.
Is it really?
Perfect. It's not an ice arena anymore. No, but shout out to Bozeman Adult League Hockey. Our boy Zach plays on bottom shelf, or at least used to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they stole a Dropkick Murphy's like logo. It's pretty sweet.
Did they really? Oh, my God.
Well, it's cool, because like as you go up in skill level, the logos and shit get better. Like, there's one that's totally the Capitals font and stuff. It's
Why
fucking
is
hilarious.
That everything in life? Like, you just start with the shit. You just work your way up, like, progressively better. Sports announcing, fucking everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless you hit that gene lottery, you get born into that nice rich family.
Oh, yeah, well. Here's hoping for that still.
Yeah.
Wake up and be like, oh, I'm a 7-year-old in a rich family. I just lived a whole life as a loser. It's like Narnia, but shitty and real.
You beat cancer and then went back to the carpet store?
Yeah, right? So... the football was okay. There was some fun plays. Obviously, first week, there's some new rules. And that's where this comes in. They get a B+ for innovation. Because let's talk about different differences in rules. No kickoffs or extra points.
Thank God.
What?
Yeah. And they took the kickoffs out because apparently that's like the most dangerous play in football. Because like,
because you're running full speed.
They moved them forward in the NFL to alleviate that issue. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
You know.
Sorry. I don't know if the kickers union got together, although I think the kickers union was in full effect for how shitty they were, just like on strike this year. We're like, we're just going to miss all these field goals and ruin all these games
or
for
show
people.
How good we are and just hit the post.
Yeah, right? It's just every time.
So then how does the game start if there's no kickoff? They just toss it up like basketball?
I think it, well,
or is it like hockey where he tosses it down?
They,
no.
They stick the Oreo up their butt. To get to the other side. They get the ball first.
Actually, it's an egg race.
Well, spoons it's with the just. Rock. It's like how they decided the Supreme Court. It's the Oreo thing.
Oh, okay.
No. I think it's a coin flip, and then that team takes it from the 25.
Right. What are these jacked up rules?
They're just trying to be different.
Rules, yeah.
And it's more action, and they're trying. Here's what it is. They're claiming to be innovative, but I really think what it is CBS is like, you guys got 2 hours to do this shit, so you got to make the game fucking quick, like, and you got to get your ads in and all this other shit. So.
Yeah, then football's like, what takes a shit ton of time? Kicking.
Right. Yes, yeah, exactly. Touché. Switching teams out.
Yeah.
And so in the case where a team would want to do an onside kick, they get it at their own 28-yard line with a 4th-and-12 to convert.
What the dicks?
Yeah, that's so like...
4th-and-12?
Yeah.
That's such a that's, weird...
It's weird.
It's a 7 and 8. I guess, 8 yards.
Well, it's random.
7 downs.
But I like the innovation because they're like, okay, if you can fucking make a big offensive play... Again, like after you just scored a touchdown and had to go for two, then ball's yours way back in your own zone. It beats onside kicks are cool, but like when is there ever like a working one? It's always a highlight because you're like, ooh, and then it's just like,
well, how is the onside kick like not the most dangerous play? I feel like that's more dangerous than a kickoff.
That's what they're saying.
To watch.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said the kickoff was the most.
Well, right, but kicks in general.
But, right, but I just mean specifically, I think that kick is the most dangerous because everyone's so hype on the line.
Yeah.
They're ready to like die.
Right.
They know it's coming.
They've had enough Percocet from the coach.
Got all the codeine in the
name. I mean, Advil.
They're foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just watched Little Giants recently.
No, you're right.
Babies.
And so the next thing, oh, first of all, I got to show off this special edition Fopcast Mike B logo.
Oh, shit, with the glasses.
The glasses. And
what's
the,
up, baby?
In the Montana State colors, even though you went there for like 3 days before you realized.
It was a semester. The fucked up part is that I dropped out too far into the second semester, so I actually paid like 13 G's to go there for a semester in a week. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, but you're
worthwhile
now.
Though. Yeah, worthwhile for me. Life at least I didn't like go to Yale for 8 years, and I'm just like, I don't want to be a pediatrician.
Yeah. So one thing we always talk about at length is like logos and uniforms on this. Here's the eight logos, which are, you know, pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I absolutely love about the uniforms is the usage of helmet space.
Can I bring one thing up real quick?
Yes.
These all sound like if porn stars were to get together.
Yeah, will you go back to the names real quick?
Oh, word, yeah.
The hot shots. Ooh, the Express.
I feel like fleet is when you yeet, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Atlanta Legend. I'm pretty sure Atlanta Legend is a porn star, so.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And Orlando Apollo is, too.
So this is my first time seeing these. I think, just hot take, my favorite is fleet, but I also, like, love, like, fantasy games and shit. So maybe that's why I like the... It looks like a soldier helmet to me, even though I know that that's a ship. Like, yeah, I looked at that, I thought, like, a knight.
This plays in really well to what I'm getting to, is, like, the helmet space usage is on fleet. Get it? All right.
Tell me.
But but like, all right, so here's like the profiles, but then we got better details. But like this shit is dope, dude.
I like the racing stripe down the middle.
Yeah, the chevron.
Makes them faster. I think that adds like 5 horsepower.
Well, it's funny, they have them all down the sides of their uniform too.
That's like 8 to 10 horsepower.
Yeah, right.
Perfect, perfect.
So there's the fleet. We got the hot shots here, which I love the AZ logo.
What is that?
That is pretty dope. Their axes around like the fireman's logo.
So the hot shots.
Well, no, not the side one. The Z, like on the forehead.
It's an A and a Z.
Z A and a Arizona. Z for Arizona.
Hot shots.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, hot shots. Those are not the two letters for hot shots.
No, HS.
They have a lot of fires in Arizona.
Yeah. Plus, I dig these guys' colors, man. I think it's like a real departure, like. Orange, green, and I mean, it's basically just Packers colors.
I was
with
gonna say
orange.
The Packers and the Browns had to like merge.
Yeah, right. The Brown Packers.
The Brown.
Someone's got their fantasy team for next week. Then we got the Stallions again. Like I said, a good use of space.
Mm-hmm.
But and not a horse.
Well, but, yeah, I didn't. Stallion. I think it's like, supposed to be a mane. Because if you
fuck, it looks like
feathers. Hold on. Look at their logo, though. That's the mane on the fucking thing. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. And then you got the rest of them, which are pretty cool. I mean, I like how the Apollo's down here.
Yeah, that one's dope.
It kind of just like, that's, it's not forcing the thing to have a circle around it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a classic logo.
They should have used like a figure skate or a speed skate. Because there's that Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's their mascot.
Yeah, it kind of looks like.
Yeah.
Like,
Apollo Ono.
Apollo Ono.
Yeah.
I was going to say Yoko Ono. And I was like,
Yoko Ono. I'm basically the Yoko Ono football. But the only one I'm really not feeling here, at first I thought maybe the B with the football, but actually it's the purple one at the top because it reminds me too much of the Sacramento Kings. It's almost
like
too
or
derivative.
The Lakers, and it's Atlanta. And I was like, yeah, I think – if any of them got to go, it's Atlanta Legend, which is funny because last week I was like, what the fuck is the Memphis Express? It's like a soccer team. But we discussed it. We think FedEx is actually based out of Memphis because the castaway is like, this clock will always be on Memphis time.
Memphis.
And he works for FedEx. Anyway,
that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's another thing that plays into it is like the teams have like dibs on regional players.
Hmm.
I think I heard this somewhere. I couldn't really like find this out, but like so, Birmingham and
FedEx based out of Memphis.
Boom!
No way.
Bingo,
facts
bingo.
Nailed it.
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Illuminati confirmed.
So I think that's why there's a they're in a lot. That's why they're in a lot of like almost obscure regions for football, except for, sorry, San Diego. Like, you used to be.
San Diego has enough real sports. I'm sure they don't give a shit.
No, they don't anymore.
What?
Yeah.
They lost everything?
No, they got
the Padres.
And they have the minor.
Don't say it with so much contempt next time.
Well, it's the Fathers. Like.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, why do you want a team called the Fathers? Is that not creepy to anyone else?
Well, it's because San Diego is a mission town.
No, I get it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, priests have caught a bad rap. That's almost like the Redskins, if you really think about it. Like, you know, it's pretty foul.
Hot take. I like it.
Yeah, to be fair, I'd love to see the Redskins move to San Diego.
Ooh.
Ouch. Well, at least I could stop liking them then.
All the reasons.
All my loyalty to Washington sports. It's like, yeah, they're just the fucking Senators now. I'm like, and I'm a Broncos fan.
San Diego would get all the shit.
San Diego, oh God. So some other like cool innovations they did. They mic up players, coaches, and refs. And
I like that.
And it sucks for the players and coaches because they got to come up with their Omahas and their Fumbarooskies, all their code words, every week.
Yeah,
because the scouting report's going to be like, I think
you're
some dude
getting Belichicked.
But everyone is a Belichick.
I love that his name kind of works as a verb. That's amazing.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
When it comes to spying in football, you're getting Belichicked.
Right? I mean, to be fair, all of the Patriots guys are pretty verbal. Like Belichick, Brady, Gronk.
Yeah. Edelman.
Yeah, Edel.
Fopcasted, you know.
Getting your beard shaved on Ellen. I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird. Oh,
what?
I mean, he won the playoffs, so he can do what he wants with his beard.
My goodness.
Yeah, she, like, forced him into it, though.
I feel like Ellen's not into beards. Weird, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, low beards.
Okay. She's really into merkins, actually, so you gotta get rid of it.
Because you can just peel it off.
Oh, you guys.
What? Well, I love me some helmet.
Yeah.
I bet sorry, she bring gives, it all back around.
I bet she gives great helmet.
Oh, man. That's a great Spaceballs reference.
Yeah, it is. So, some other things. 4 games a week, so there's no overlap. I love that. You don't have to choose which game you want to watch, except for they're, like, spread out. They're going to be on
watch them all.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can if you're really that into, you know, C-level football. And then in overtime, the team gets the ball on the 10-yard line with a first and goal, no ties. Ooh. So since there's no kickoffs, I'm not sure if that's after the other team scores. This article was not all that clear.
Oh, great writing.
Yeah, well, and probably some great reading on my part, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's difficult for me.
Maybe find bylaws or their actual AF or AAF.
You mean pull them up?
Pull that shit up, Bobby.
Yeah. I think I got something.
All right. What other, like, side notes besides OT gets the ball in the first and no ties? Contracts? You got contracts?
Yeah. So
$250K?
Yeah. No, just $250
a game.
No, I'm just kidding.
$250 a game and 8 concussions.
You're independent contractors, no health insurance. You signed the film release. Sorry, pal.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Yeah, so they get $250K on a 3-year contract, and that's not all that weird. Non-guaranteed contract.
What's the coins they get? Like, are they actual physical coins?
It doesn't say. Of all the things I wish they elaborated in this article, and it's
bullshit,
it's up here now.
Like chocolate gold coins you get at Easter.
It's like, oh great, I got like, 8.
After I get my $250 a game, I could at least palm this thing and melt it down. No,
it's no, chocolate. I just get to get diabetes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So okay. Here are the rules.
The play clock is 35 seconds.
Yeah.
Ooh, dang. Cutting it down.
Only 2-point conversions?
Yeah, no kicks. You can kick a field goal, but you can't kick a point after.
No kicking.
I feel like, that's a pretty big change.
It is.
Only because there's no more bluffing. And I think bluffing is a huge part of football.
And also, it's no longer
plays.
It's no longer
a bluff that you're going to kick and do a 2-point conversion. Yeah.
True, and we were talking a little bit about that earlier. The most exciting part about kicking, bluffing. You're right. Mm-hmm. Like, that is better.
That's
than
the whole dynamic. Yeah.
But at the same time, it doesn't happen enough. Like, I feel the NFL should really lean in on the whole faking kicks.
Yeah, I really wish they could. That's funny.
They should add more.
Dream guest Biz Nasty is always like, are they going to? Apparently, when he watches football, he's like, fake punt on every one of them.
I love it, dude.
I do, like, too. I wish they would. It should be a requirement they have to do.
At least one a game or something?
Well, like, team, three. No, it should be like 8 a season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they need to spice their
So it gets to the Super Bowl, and they're like, well, they have 7 fake plays they still have to use.
We've been conserving them all.
Yeah.
Brady faking that he's not going to fake.
Yeah, right.
That'd be getting Belichick.
Well, that's one thing that's come up in a lot of discussions I've heard about this, is all of this is basically like, oh, enticing the NFL to change. Because it's like, if it works here, you best believe the NFL is going to fucking do it.
Yeah, I mean, that works in everything, though.
Yeah, no, I know. This is like the beta test for a it's a beta test for a minor league NFL team, and I don't know if there will ever be, like, official minor league team.
Could ever just be one of those things where they're like, hopefully the NFL just, like, adopts us and picks us out.
Oh, my God, like in semi-pro? And then the Flint Tropics are playing against, like, the Bulls in 93?
Yeah, exactly.
That
Maybe
would be great.
Be the start of Harlem Globetrotters. I'm going to keep pushing it.
Dude, yeah. You got to come up
with trick plays.
Yeah, he wants to see football do Harlem Globetrotter shit.
The Denver footballists?
Yeah,
there
perfect.
You go.
I'm into it.
I was about to say, you need a good brand name, and I think Mike got you covered there.
I just nailed it.
Skaboosh. Yeah. That one's free. Next one's going to cost
Yeah,
me.
No. This is his deal. But yeah, so I don't really understand the overtime. Yeah, see, each team will start with an offensive possession from the 10-yard line, and just like in regulation, 2-point conversions are required.
What?
So I guess the idea is, like,
so
get it done.
So what happens if they each score?
Then they keep going.
They keep
with
doing the same fucking
Dude,
thing.
It's a shootout. That's exactly what it is. All it's right, a football right. shootout.
I'm cool with that.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, games can end in a tie. That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they tie.
Games can tie. No, it says games can tie, end in a tie after overtime.
Yeah.
So basically they're just like, we have this much time.
Get rid of that rule.
Yeah. Totally.
I want to see somebody, like, pass out.
But it's exactly like I...
From playing for 14 hours.
I'll be said...
Score.
I'll say there's something to be said for having, like, a set duration, because then people can, like, plan their night around it.
Right.
Because, like, you go to, like, baseball, and it's like, if they go 14 innings... It's like, what do you suppose, you know?
Yeah, because they stopped selling beer after the 7th inning.
Exactly.
Like,
and you're like, why am I here?
So
that's
like,
true.
I could have just got hammered at home.
Yeah.
Even though I did watch, like, the Rockies, how they made it to the playoffs this season, was like a 14-inning game.
Yeah.
And baseball is fucking boring, but it totally had me drawn in.
Right.
I'm just like, oh my God, this is the most intense baseball ever.
Well, when there's
like,
stakes.
Score.
I mean, when you play 280 games a season, at least one has to be interesting.
Right.
It's the shotgun approach.
It's why it's like you start watching baseball. You start watching baseball when your summer's done. You're like, when you go back to school or
it's
like
we
you're
got
done.
Nothing to do. You want to go drinking some bleachers for a while.
There you go.
Go get a Heltenberger, you know.
Bleach.
Or is it a Hestenberger? I'm a terrible sports fan.
What the fuck is a Hestenberger?
The Heltenberger, yeah. At the Rocky Stadium.
Oh, I haven't been.
He was a player, and he loved Thousand Island and onions, and, like, that's it. And, like, I get it with extra pickles.
That's an In-N-Out burger.
Kind of, but it's Colorado's. It's all we got, man.
Yeah.
In-N-Out's coming. It's going to be a while.
Yeah. If they come, though, no one's going to give a shit.
In-N-Out's the greatest burger I've had for $2. Like, it's not good compared to all burgers in the world, but against all $2 burgers.
Well, it's like when Five Guys came out and they had prices that were, like, competitive with that, I was like, you guys are crazy. And now their thing is, like, $10 for a burger.
Yeah, I don't get out of there for under $13 with a drink
sucks.
And
Isn't that some
a small
bullshit?
Fry.
That is some bullshit.
Remember
I'm like
being a kid and it was, like, $5 for a burger, fry, and a drink.
Remember?
Yep.
Ooh, I remember.
Pepperidge Farm remembers diabetes. So about these bonuses, way off the fucking beaten path here.
What?
Performance-based bonuses are handed out via coins to entire sides of the ball, offense and or defense, instead of individual players.
Ooh, what? I kind of like that.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is like Bitcoin or, like we were saying, chocolate coins for Hanukkah.
No. I'm still astonished by the 3-year. 3-year, $250,000 deal. Is that over 3 years?
I have no idea.
That is fucking
non-guaranteed money. Yeah, no, it is. But
they're basically independent contractors is what we're getting at.
Well,
I bet there's perks to being part of the league. But
yeah, well, I mean, personal brand, right? And that's monetizable. Like,
it's you're trying to build yourself into an NFL player.
Right.
And if you didn't get drafted,
you can probably go to the WWE.
Yeah.
Exactly. Honestly, I would not be surprised if the next John Cena comes out of this.
Dude, it could be totally true.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You're going to find an entertainer that the crowds love.
Yeah. We're going to show you the next John Cena. One week.
Peace?
What?
XFL? What was that guy's name? It was like...
Oh, he hate me.
He hate me.
Yeah. 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 Oh, man. I can't wait for the XFL, dude. We're gonna do like a month-long fucking like history. I mean, I don't know why I eat this shit up so much. Maybe I think I'm a little sick of the NFL and just all the bullshit around it. And but then they get me every year. I'm like, fucking,
it's Goodell, dude.
It's
he's bland.
But
it's like the most vanilla dude ever. It's like,
yeah, you need someone to hate in that league though, and he's doing a great job at that.
The hate runs
deep. Yeah. But so they must have heard me typing this shit. So, oh, and the last thing, the championship's going to be in Vegas.
Of course.
So,
of course it's in Vegas.
Yes, because they're beta testing their fucking Raiders stadium or whatever. Mm. Or actually, it's probably going to be at UNLV, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the Raiders moved to Las Vegas.
Not yet. They will be.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Mark Cuban.
Yeah. But anyway, as you guys know, I love to bitch about websites and how shitty they are.
Well, yeah, most of them are terrible.
But this one actually fixed itself after I wrote it. So I originally gave them an F, but they actually posted the scores. No, but they don't have a thing for scores and
like
standings.
Live scores.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, and maybe, I don't know.
Because they want you to watch on TV.
Yeah, totally.
Until they're established.
Who has fucking time to do that? Like, one of the big reasons the NFL, is like a contract with Verizon is so you can stream the game as you're like on the subway. Like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, I've got a normal life to live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's a fair point. It looks like they have apps.
Oh, yes. Thanks for bringing that up. So this is their demo reel for their app. And there's no sound.
Okay.
But this is...
That's fucking horrible.
Well, yeah, but it follows the actual play.
Yeah, that's fine. But also, like,
and
what the fuck is that?
And you can win points for calling the play.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wow, like, so they have a betting system built in.
As an individual, I win points?
I'm suddenly interested.
Do I win coins? Because I should fucking win coins.
I mean, I don't know if you can turn it in. It doesn't say what the points are for.
Dude,
points don't need to be for anything. If it's competitive.
Yeah, right?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
The score doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Points don't matter unless it's against somebody else, and then everything concerning points matters.
Right. So it's live tracking, but also you... This is a really shitty video, by the way. AFF, hit us up.
Yeah, we can make
it. AAF. AAFFOP?
Win points and level up. Okay, so they've essentially just gamified everything about watching the game.
Exactly.
And that's really the selling point here. I think this is a tech play more than it is a...
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like you said, they're miking all the players. They're miking all the refs.
Things in the ball to know if they actually got the first down. Because that's something that should happen.
I don't know.
I'm amazed that's not
I can almost
a thing.
Guarantee there's
like
somebody inputting that.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, RFID.
Yeah, like on a digital grid.
Yeah.
I don't think they actually did that, but obviously they have player tracking technology and ball tracking technology, so it might
That's
come into
I'm
play.
Yeah.
But they are in contact with the dude in the booth, and you're hearing all of the discussion. So there's, like, I'm not going to say 100% transparency, but so much more transparency than in the NFL. And
dude, I want, like, shit to light up. Not a ref
off
his hands, but when they get a touchdown, I want, like, rockets to shoot off light, you know?
Right.
Crazy.
Right. No, I agree with you. And it's funny that you mentioned this because, like, the FIFA is getting a lot of pressure for this shit because how corrupt they are notorious – or they have been – sorry. They have a reputation of being corrupt. I don't know.
Make that money.
Yeah, exactly.
Boxing's shady as fuck.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
pay off your judge.
They refuse to even use instant replay in FIFA.
Goodell.
Really?
Goodell's not in soccer.
They refuse to use. Why? Why do they refuse?
It's just part of the tradition.
Part of the game. Yeah.
Part of the tradition.
Yeah. Is the refs are part of the tradition.
Well, you can still have.
That's why it's so dramatic. You gotta sell it. It doesn't matter if it really happened.
Oh, God.
Four legs, dude.
Don't even get me started on that shit. I can't stand it. Now that shit's in hockey, dude. It's so
what?
Annoying. Dives and shit? Yeah.
Oh.
I mean.
Basketball, it's just. It's
well. Hard. Yeah. But anyway, last bit of news about the AAF. This is how it's shaping up. So the reason why we talk about this is determining the winner of our draft order competition for Cam and I's Fantasy Football League, which is what FOP originated as. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cam is down here, but that's because he won the whole fucking thing.
You're goddamn right I did.
So, as you can see, just quick... let's see, Orlando, the Orlando Apollos, Arizona Hotshots, Birmingham Iron, and my San Antonio Commanders all came out with one win this week, and then everyone else lost, so that's very exciting.
Very exciting.
And, yeah, I think this is like a 20-game season.
Dad joke.
That's it?
Zach should apologize.
Oh, hey.
You should apologize to Zach.
That was a terrible joke. I had
please,
to say.
Please send help. The address is 555. Okay.
All right. Some other headlines. We are so excited that the 2020, not this season, but next season's 2020 Stadium Series game is going to be at the Air Force Academy.
Woo!
In Colorado Springs.
Bam, 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 bam.
I bet they have dope jets fly over, too.
Yeah, I hope so. In an A formation.
Ooh.
For Avalanche. Yeah.
Well, a B with a plane in the middle.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. Just that one guy gets to be the bar.
Ooh,
he's calling all his shots.
Red, maroon, dark blue, and white smoke.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, bro.
Please. Yeah, I mean, I saw Billy Idol at one of these games.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. At the it was the Winter Classic.
Blonde hair?
Yes, of course. It was fucking Billy Idol.
Was he like, "Yo, what's up, Bobby"?
No, he was playing, and I walked in.
Oh, and sat next to him.
Oh, hey, Bobby, what's up, man? I'm Billy Idol.
I'm Billy Idol. You must be creeped out that I know your name. Yes, this accent's real. But no, it was at the Winter Classic. I walked in, and I was like, sweet, they're playing some Rebel Yell. And then I was like, holy shit, that's Billy Idol right down there. So that was dope. But these outdoor games are so much fun. And I am bad journalism. I can't remember who the hell they are going to play, but it's going to be awesome because they're going to get special jerseys.
No special jersey?
Is it the Blues?
It might be the Blues.
I think it was the Blues.
Yes, let's call it the Blues.
It's the Blues. It's 100% the Blues.
This year, however, not so exciting. We got Penguins and Flyers and these two lame-ass jerseys. So once again, Adidas, like, what is your problem with color?
They're German. It scares them.
All right, so I'll say I like the Penguin one a little more than this one just because it has more of an old-school-ish feel with the illustration.
Yeah.
But this other one, what is this? What is it? It looks like a fucking prison uniform.
Well, that's fitting for Philadelphia, really.
True.
No, dude, that's not even shade, man. They're a bunch of bruisers, like,
true.
Famously so. So again, Adidas is like coming through with the lack of color, and the only like redeeming quality about this is like, I believe it's at Heinz Field, so that kind of looks like a football jersey. I don't know, man.
They should have just covered it in ketchup.
Yeah, well, you've seen the other penguins. Their third jerseys, they're mustard bottles. Like, the Penguins are like, it's the inverse of this.
And Heinz is a sponsor, which makes it like 10 times worse.
I am so dumb. That was the joke you're making. If you had said French's stadium, I'm an idiot. Don't worry about it. But one redeeming thing about all this is Matt Murray has got some dope helmet art. And speaking of the Batman
dope
penguin, does that not look like
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
It does not.
Totally Danny DeVito.
Well, what about, wait, what about this guy? He kind of looks like Danny DeVito,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The early years.
Yeah.
The early years, before he started offering eggs in a trying time.
And so, for listeners listening only, one side of the thing has got, like, a kind of depressed-looking penguin, not going to lie. And then the other side is the old-school Steelers logo from the 60s. So some guy in lederhosen. Booty.
Probably racist. I mean, it was the 60s.
Well, he's if it is a white guy, he's in blackface, according to this thing.
So can I ask a question as a hockey outsider? What's with the goalie helmet art, right? Because none of the other players wear helmet art. I don't even know if it's allowed. But it's like a thing where the goalies have like these super custom art helmets. Do you know anything about how that, like, the tradition of that?
No, but you just gave us, like, a story idea.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
On an upcoming episode of the podcast.
Actually, I believe, so they used to wear just, like, a, I don't even know what, like, just to cover the front, right?
Right.
And I think some guy literally took, like, a magic marker and painted scars on it to look scary.
Mm.
And I believe that's where the tradition starts. Definitely going to do a deep dive on that.
You should. I want to know more about it.
Yeah.
So subscribe, folks.
That's subscribe.
You'll find out more about hockey masks in the next episode.
Yeah. And finally, did you guys watch the Firefest documentary?
Fuck yes, I did. I love those shits.
Dick to watch that documentary.
Dude, both of them.
You should mention that, Cam.
Both of them were so good.
So, just to give some people, they're not going to be able to hear this.
Oh, that's a great frame to stop on.
Yeah.
It is.
Well,
I felt so bad for that guy, but I
did you?
So,
I mean,
here's the thing.
I have a hard time feeling bad for these people.
I have
exactly, but
that guy had better gigs.
Yeah. Obviously, he's fucking loaded.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't feel
that
bad.
He ran away to
just sold his story really well.
Like, I think it's a little bit embellished. Like, I don't think he actually got close to doing that. I think this asshole McFarlane tried to convince him to do that. Like, he's like, Billy, do you want me to blow him for a million years? Because, like, that's how much you're fucking up right now. Like, so anyway, Andy King famously prepared to suck dick to make the Fyre Festival happen. So, friend of the show, Dick Runclair, not OG Dick Runclair, to be clear, did a tribute run to our boy Andy.
Oh my god.
See how it's by water? I think that's like a stream of Evian.
Well,
I love that he did it in the Nike app. Just do it.
Oh yeah, she always uses Nike. And I love that her dot makes that dick look like it has herpes.
That's a nice touch. Great work.
Yeah.
Great work. Yeah. Way to go, Dick Runclair.
Real quick, it's the Kings that the Avs will be playing.
Oh, right. I knew that.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Uh-huh. Should have known that.
I was singing it like Dixon Mouth, so I had to bring up the Kings.
I blacked out, too.
Ooh, shots fired. Well, speaking of the Kings, let's get in some hometown heroes.
Hey-yo.
Breaking news from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Cam, would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, why not? So apparently the Broncos have acquired Joe fucking Flacco.
Yes. I have no idea who that is.
He's the Baltimore Ravens ex-quarterback.
And wait, wasn't that
since 2008?
Oh, wow. So he's been around for a while.
Yeah, man. Like,
so he's like sunsetting and he's coming
he's
here.
He's at the twilight of his career. You know, it's like John Elway has this weird fetish of picking up dinosaur quarterbacks. And it worked with Peyton Manning, but come on, man. Like, why Flacco? Why?
Yeah, Flacco wasn't exactly looking like Manning was. I mean, he's got a Super Bowl ring.
Exactly. Well, and that was a pretty fluke Super Bowl, if I remember. It was like the 49ers were up, and I think they lost by a touchdown that they shouldn't have, or that the 49ers didn't score because they ran out of time or something. Like, it was some BS like that. But
interesting.
Yeah, not too pumped on the whole Flacco pickup. I mean, just a little depressing that Elway had to go down that route again.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. That's like when we traded Cousins for Smith, which actually ended up doing way better until Smith got broken in half.
Yeah. Who needs legs?
Yeah.
Poor old Smith.
In Washington, no real exciting NFL news, but the Capitals managed to... So as I was stating on our last episode, they had just beaten the Flames and lost to Boston in the first two games of a six-game homestand. And then they beat Vancouver, beat Colorado in overtime, beat Florida, or lost to Florida in overtime, and then beat the Kings. And then they got shut out by Columbus on the first day of their road trip. And the only really crazy shit that I can mention that I haven't bitched about is that they're playing 14 games in February.
Damn.
That's a game every other night with two back-to-backs. So they get some break, but it's insane.
Yeah. That's a lot of game.
And, of course, the dreaded California road trip, which I used to follow them around and watch, and they won one game out of about seven that I went and watched.
Dang.
Oh, never go again.
Well, I might. I mean, it's an easy road trip to make.
It's brutal, though.
True. What is that, like 5 hours of collective driving?
Yeah, it's not that bad. San Jose is, like, the outlier, obviously. So it's, like, six hours to San Jose. Then you get into L.A., it's like another hour and a half to Anaheim if you're driving. But yeah, so some good, some bad news. We got 9 points out of the road trip, or I mean out of the homestand, which is exciting. But really just got to, huh? Ah, yeah. So we are second in the Metro Division. Oh, that is the Western Division. Sorry. Oh, second in the Metro with 69. Nice points.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
nice.
But
it's got 420 points, dude.
Yeah, 420 points, babe. Oh yeah, but like the weird thing is, this is a very tight division.
Yeah, it is.
So you can see up on screen here, Columbus
AF involved.
Columbus has 67 points, so that's a game behind. Penguins are at 64 or 65 in the second wild card position, and then the rest of the Metro, like Carolina's at 64, who looked like they were out, and Philly has been on a fucking tirade. They went on some crazy win streak, and then
maybe it's those new jerseys.
Well, they haven't used those yet.
Well, like. The promise of using
it. Yeah.
People just keep chasing them because they think they're escaped convicts.
Traffic cone. But yeah, so that's where the Capitals are at. How about your Avalanche?
Yeah, they haven't won since January 19th, so.
They haven't won outright.
Yeah, it's just not good for the Avs right now. Came out hot and just kind of falling apart right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Currently sitting two positions behind a wild card spot, but it is the West, which is even tighter, like an even tighter race for the playoffs. The Ducks lost 17 of 18 games, and they're still technically only like 4 games out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's wide open in the West with the exception. Yeah, but you know, rapidly approaching April when playoffs. And, yeah, Nuggets, though.
Nuggets, second in the West behind the, what?
Warriors.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, second in the West.
I never went to that game.
Yeah, you really.
Yeah.
I mean, at least.
The curse of the Nuggets.
At least you're not the Lakers, like.
I never want to be
best
Lakers.
Best team or best player, arguably, of a generation, and they can't fucking get a win.
Oh, it's a shame.
You can't carry a whole, you know, division like you did in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I was going to say Cincinnati, but I knew that was
wrong. No, that is, yeah.
Either way, nobody really wants to be there.
And, right? Yeah, no real news out of Washington Wizards-wise. They are 11.
Still at 42%.
Still at 42. So they are literally, like, I gave them a 1% boost when I started pretending like I cared, and then just
tapered off.
How could you?
All right. Okay.
I blame you.
So instead of wild cards, we're gonna try something different, guys.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Gals, oh shit.
And gals, guys, and gals,
and other things.
Foppers is a general or gender neutral phrase.
It's true.
Yeah, because we have a lady in our league and one miscellaneous. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, we're
it's a wild card.
One wild card.
Well,
yeah.
It's like MySpace back in the day. There was male, female, other, and then there was not sure, which I picked. Not because I'm not sure, but I love that funny. That was there. Yeah.
I might be an alien.
It's like, as far as you're concerned, Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
So basically, instead of our traditional wild card segment where we just share our wacky stuff, Cam and I are going to pick weekly fantasy teams. And this, the origin of this is one of our favorite things about our league is I make logos for every new team name, and typically only Cam and maybe Zach and Chainsaw every now and again changes the name almost weekly.
Why wouldn't you? Like, you have the option. You can make funny shit up. Like,
you have
names like Hunt, Chubb, Goff. Like, you can do so much.
And
Chubb.
What were some of your names this year?
Hide your chub while you're jacking Goff.
That's a classic name.
Hide your wife, hide your kids.
Love it. Great.
But Hyde, like Carlos Hyde. Yeah.
That's...
See?
Mike's like, I have no idea.
I've heard the hide your kid, hide your wife reference, but right. I feel like if it's a guy's name rather than just,
what
you
can
know.
Brown do for you? I mean, Antonio Brown. I mean, there's just, like I said, there's so much option.
That's pretty great.
So many.
A lot you can do. It makes it super entertaining. So what are we doing with our new team names there, Bobby?
I'm trying to find where I made these logos. This is okay. I'm going to cut all this out. Seventh inning stretch.
I'm the Colorado Cougar Chokers. I'd prefer to be the Cougar Killers.
With a C? Killers with a C? That's what I was going for.
The triple C?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, I'm good with that.
Triple C's, bro. C. Yeah.
Chillas.
Killas.
Stone Cold Chillers.
All right, fuck this. I'm doing.
You can't find them?
I thought I outputted them, but I didn't.
Bummer.
It's okay.
Oh, all right.
What a bum.
Okay,
I'll
so.
Chokers,
hold on a second. So on screen, Cam's Colorado Cougar Choker.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I like how you made it a young-looking cougar. Like,
and a young-looking Homer.
I just love that you're doing graphic design in After Effects.
Everyone clowns at me for that. I'm like 10 times faster
than fucking
After. If
you know it, like, fuck
yeah.
It. Who cares?
So that's Cam's. And who was your first pick, Cam?
Kareem Hunt going to the Browns.
Yeah, and full disclosure.
Well, actually, I get it. They got, like, Mayfield and, like, all these shady players. Why not just continue the tradition?
You know he was coming back.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he's a fucking machine.
Yeah, and it's sad to say, but, like, anything short of being convicted of murder.
You're coming back.
You're
six games.
He's not in jail. Yeah, six games. Oh, yay. I've heard this before.
I mean, R. Kelly's still out here, so.
Yeah, well, for now.
On hose.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I think it's...
You brought him up.
All things considered, I think he's going to be a good fit. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're going to have a whole new team name between him and Chubb.
Hunt your Chubb.
Hunt your Chubb while you're hiding in the business. While you're hiding in the Baker Mayfield. I don't know. All right, so my... So speaking of controversy, my team name is Liam Neeson's All Blacks.
That's dope. I love that.
Gucci gang.
And my first pick was the fan who preemptively threw... Oh, God. Crap, where is it?
Those windows out as you don't use them.
That's a good point. Preemptively threw a hat on the ice...
Threw a hat on the ice for is that like
for
a
hat trick?
Oh.
And what I didn't realize is I thought the goal went wide, but it just
it went in,
but the time was up. So the guy lost his hat, and not that he would add
but
to the team.
It looked like he had like a solid chuck, like
yeah,
it had to come from way up.
Yeah.
To make it down.
So this is what I'm gonna say is like okay, pros and cons of this guy. Con, he's a drunk idiot. Pro. He loves the team, great locker room guy, and he's got an arm for throwing hats.
Dude
like
crushes throwing hats.
Yeah. Like,
like
maybe
if that was a sporting champion.
Dude.
Welcome
yeah.
back to the hat throwing champions on the Ocho.
This is not some little hockey barn. This is freaking Capital One Arena, dude. Like it's a big stadium, you know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Dude, you've got an arm on you.
Yeah.
Like that's flick of the
I mean, hopefully he's got two.
Yeah.
I figured it out. He's a frisbee golfer.
He's a frisbee golfer?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
sometimes
how...
Sometimes he uses his hat as a putter.
Look at this. That's impressive. That spin. You're right. He's got to be a frisbee player. All right. Who's your second pick?
Miami. The college signs a 6'5", 215-pound punter, so he can fuck people up.
Yeah. Dude, you got that bubble butt?
Look at this fellow right here. Tatted up. Dude.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. That's their punter. That's not an offensive
That's so
lineman,
fucking cool to me.
Line. Yeah. Dude is going to run game on people. Like, I can't wait to see that guy just smash people.
What, and he's Australian, dude.
Oh, okay.
He's Australian. Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what trailer park do you think he came from?
But Australia.
One in Perth? Yeah. I don't know. Perth Pines or some shit?
Sorry to the fans, Dan Enda.
I like how he's holding his, you know, like, collar, like, I will fucking crush
it. Yeah.
That's a very, like, I mean, it's probably too soon to make this reference, but that just reminds me of Mac Miller.
Oh.
With him with his hands in his collar like
there
that.
There you go.
The neck tats. Like, that just seems like a very Mac Miller thing to do.
Fair enough.
I mean, he didn't win at the Grammys. We got to give him a little props, you know?
He did?
He didn't. Yeah. Cardi B won.
Oh!
Yep.
Forsaken. All right. My,
dear Lord.
My second, pick is Sean Washington for my San Antonio Commanders for having the play of the inaugural week.
Oh no.
Motherfucker got.
Oh man.
That was two concussions.
Is that what they mean by non-guaranteed money?
Oh, the helmet came off. Oh, brutal.
No, we paid you.
What's 250,000 divided by 3 divided by 20? Because that guy's going to get a game.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a coin.
That's what they need is they need the Mario sound every time. Yeah. Oh.
I love it.
So, yeah, that's my second pick, the linebacker from my San Antonio Commanders. Cam, who's up next?
A little nod to the Caps. Tom Wilson breaks Ian Cole's orbital.
What?
During a fight.
No. I thought you said they were playing now. They're just playing it up. These guys are... He really broke it?
I got some news for you after this. Oh, Jesus, criminy.
Oh, Jesus.
Cole doesn't land a single punch. Spoiler alert.
Hold him off. Oh, it's pathetic.
He could have saved himself an orbital if he just dropped.
Put your dukes up, bro.
He started this shit, too.
Oh,
did he really?
Dude, watch.
Oh, yeah, you can see it like...
He probably broke it right away then. That's why he never got a punch
on. Well, they just announced it. That he's broken because he's out indefinitely.
So, do you know how you fix a broken orbital? Magnets.
Really?
You put magnets in like a prosthesis, and it clips to your face.
Whoa! That is so cool!
Is that what ICP was talking about when they're like, in their song Miracles, they're like, magnets, what's up with that?
How do they work?
Yeah. That's exactly what they were referencing. They had deep, fractured orbitals.
So, back to the videotape here. You can watch in the background. Cole fucking chicken wings him. Here's Cole. There's Kuznetsov.
Wait, rewind that again. He's coming around.
Just hockey being hockey.
Yeah, but it's away from the play, though.
Yeah, he definitely played that up.
And
we all know you know how to skate, dog.
Yeah.
Wilson.
And then
I mean, there's somebody said for being thrown
that wasn't
off
Wilson,
balance.
That was Kuznetsov. So Wilson went to bat for Kuzi.
Touche. Okay.
I mean, prison rules, right?
Well, Tom Wilson's got a little bit of a rep, and he's cleaning it up. So when he does something legit like this, it's a very good.
Did he get ejected from the game?
It was at the end of the game, so it was 5 minutes.
Oh, gotcha.
Sent him back.
Gotcha.
That guy looks scared. And then another, just a little thing. He did this last night. And another clean-ass, brilliant
nice
hit. That guy left the game because he couldn't breathe. And
he
came back, though. And that's their bruiser. But you know what? They got the last laugh with 3 goals.
There's just guys that are built that way, though. Like, you touch them, you're like, oh, you're weird. Like, hard.
Yeah.
mean motherfucker.
I just don't understand why. Why is Quidditch the closest sport to hockey? It's the only other sport I know. Maybe rugby does, but I'm not familiar enough with rugby that has like dedicated people that are just out there to like rough people up.
Yeah. It's more and more a lost art, honestly. Hockey's becoming like more fast game.
To soften it.
Yeah,
in a sense.
They're trying to make it safer.
Yeah. I think they should add fights to more sports.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Like, they should let basketball players fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I think so, for sure.
I'd love to see some gangly sons of bitches throwing balls, man. Dude.
Yeah, some people are going to come after me for that, Justin.
Thrown from, like, 14 feet away.
Yeah. All right,
so... like netball.
Yeah, netball. Oh, my God,
one of my favorite types of balls, actually. Netball.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Mike, you should have been here for netball. That was funny.
Let's bring it back, dude. Netball too, now with more nets.
Well,
double the nets.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring it back this summer when the world championships of netball are going on.
Fuck
or whatever.
Yeah, dude, count me in.
All right, so my final pick for Liam Neeson's All Blacks was this fucking sweet bulldog who
you
Rudy.
Loving bulldogs.
What? You will love this bulldog too.
Will I? Willeth I?
Holy shit.
What?
This is Rudy at Westminster Dog Show.
Is he half greyhound?
No, he's got to be purebred.
Damn, dude, look at him move.
Yeah.
How does he breathe so quickly?
I don't know. Ask Pinky.
It's his ADD.
Oh, he fucked up, though.
Yeah, he did.
So he blew it.
But he still won.
No. No, this isn't. This is like.
It says five faults.
Yeah. This is like a cool Runnings ending where they get eighth, but you're just like, fuck
you cheer for him anyway. Yeah.
It was all heart.
The Swiss are just.
Or like rookie of the year when it's like, you can't play baseball anymore. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. And I just love that his name's Rudy. Like, coach, I'm not playing the game. I'm Vince Vaughn. I'll go on to be funny.
Oh, I was going to say, he kind of looks like Rudy Giuliani.
All right, and with that, adorable. Good boy, Rudy. Pinky, don't get jelly.
Good boy, Rudy.
And an hour in, we finally get to why Mike B's here.
Oh, shit, are we an hour in already?
Yeah, dude.
God, it feels like no
We're
time
flying.
At all.
Yeah.
I love streaming. All right, let's do this.
So, Mike.
What's up, kids?
Who the fudge are you?
I'm Mike B. Also, I mean, I've gone by a million things online after so many years, but I'm a composer. I write music, jingles for commercials. I'm a rapper. I've been a programmer for like 16, 17 years. I've made a bunch of online games. I'm also a streamer. Used to be a YouTube partner. Lots of fun stuff. Million things.
All of the things.
Almost all of the things. All
right, nice. I just started pumping in some vaporwave.
Oh, there it is.
Can you first tell us what vaporwave is and who Vaporwave Dave is?
So initially, I was introduced to vaporwave because I'm a child of the internet, and vaporwave is like the first genre that doesn't have a location associated with it. It's literally like music by the internet for the internet.
Oh, that's cool.
And it all started with like, you know, people taking like these down tempo like elevator music or like mall music from the 70s. Okay. And putting like drums to it and making it just sound really shitty, and that was like the whole thing was about your
shitty
aesthetic
music? Okay.
Yeah, like you add a ton of reverb, you add a bunch of distortion, you add some drums, and there's like a very distinct sound. But over the years, vaporwave has started becoming basically whatever you want it to be, so a lot of people interpret that differently. And for Mark, my bandmate and I, that started Vaporwave Dave, we basically just started drawing on like old childhood stuff. So like the old show Silverhawks, and like we've sampled Goof Troop. We've sampled old video games, just like anything nostalgic to us. So like this track here, this is a little more classic Vaporwave. This is like the original sort of Vaporwave style, but we've taken it sort of beyond that. To make vaporwave really exciting, because vaporwave concerts are starting to be a thing now, and they're boring as fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're the punk rock of vaporwave is what we consider ourselves. Like, really high energy, really in your fucking face, but we're still doing everything else
right.
A really similar way.
Dude, I kind of want to rap to this beat. Like, not on this, but, like, I have this really emo track that I never put out because it's such a fucking downer. But this has that fucking nostalgia thing.
This is our most popular song, actually.
Yeah, I know.
If you search Vaporwave Dave on Spotify, this is Vaporwave playlist. Yeah.
It reminds me of some shit I'd hear in Giant, which is like you know, Safeway where
I straight up sampled this from old Kmart in-store tapes.
Oh, that's
that's not even a joke. That's literally where special. This came from.
That's incredible. So that's fucking.
Oh, I just found this dude online who was like, I worked at Kmart from like 1968 to 1972, and I saved all the in-store tapes thinking they'd be cool someday. And he just like ripped them all and uploaded them to the internet. Yeah,
that guy's the shit.
Wild.
That's things you'd never think to save, and so right? Like, I see value in this.
And like, it's dudes like that that have basically spawned this whole like subgenre, which is insane.
Yeah,
super cool.
So Vaporwave Dave killing it in the giant instrumentals. Why I brought you here, one of the things is Shitty Robot Fighting League, and I'm bummed that it's not out in the world, but I'm excited for it when it finally comes to us.
Yeah, I mean, the website's there, the Twitch channel's there, I've basically reserved all the names, I set up a Discord and everything. It's just the game needs to... what I built works functionally. It's just not fun. So we need to like revisit it and make it a little more fun. Do you have that clip I sent you?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
Make sure it's fun.
So Cam, do you know anything about Shitty Robot Fighting League? Has he filled you in at all?
He's touched on it
a tiny little bit.
Conversations.
Okay, so this game I wrote basically as, and this has audio too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically wrote this as a fighting game that plays itself.
Okay.
And so you don't play the fighting game.
Like, you don't exactly know what the outcome is going to be, right?
Exactly. And the whole point is that the game is continuously choosing random fighters, and they're fighting these best out of three matches. You can see here they've each won one match here.
Okay, yeah, the dots on the screen.
Right.
Yep.
And so in between every fight, there is this period of time where you can watch the stream catch up. It'll, like, count down here. In a second, yeah.
Okay.
And so when you see this on stream, when you're on the website, these buttons pop up, and you can bet on one fighter for the next fight or the other,
oh, I like it.
And a certain amount. And they're just pointless internet points, right? Like, if you bust out, you reset to 100 points. So it's not like you're investing anything in it, but it's just something fun to do.
It's like training to play blackjack.
Kind of, yeah. You can leave it on another monitor at work or something and just do whatever. But we actually want to build it out to, like, you know, apps and all kinds
of... Yeah, take real
money. All kinds of shit like that. Yeah. And so this is inspired by another system called Salty Bet, which basically just uses an open source fighting game engine and streams it 24 hours a day.
Damn.
The problem there, oh yep, that's Salty Bet. The problem there is that they actually don't have rights to any of these characters, the game engine, branding, anything.
So then they just stream to stream?
Well, no. So the only way they make money is through premium accounts. So with a premium account, you get stats on every single fighter that's in the game. There's like 600 or 700 fighters. These are all ripped from other video games.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you bust out, you also go down to like 3,000 points, I think. Something like that.
Oh, shit.
But that's
okay.
The only way they're able to monetize, because they don't have the rights to any of the characters, the stages, the names, anything like that. And so we really wanted to take it to a different place, my business partner Dan and I. And so... we've decided that, like, we will, you know, we'll have full-on profiles for these guys. And one thing we really want to figure out is a way to sync your earnings into the fighters. Like, you'd be able to sponsor a fighter, and maybe there's a logo that appears on him. Or, like, they have Twitters where they talk shit to each other. And just, like, build out this world of these fighters.
All right, I dig that.
You know what I mean? And, like, make it a little more social. And, like, when you're watching, you're, like, able to influence the fight more or less. To some degree, anyway. The other thing we really want to change about the format is this streams 24 hours a day, and SRFL, when I first wrote it, was meant to stream 24 hours a day on Twitch or something, but we really want to do it more like ESPN, so maybe like noon
highlights
every day. Well, noon every day, there'd be like three fights, and we get on with headsets and commentate the fights, and you're betting in the chat live. And then just only keep it to that one. HQ trivia, right?
Yeah.
Like take the HQ trivia model, because I think that's really engaging.
Yeah.
But,
and then you get a lot of people who check in at that time every day.
Exactly.
Just like on a whim, like, oh yeah, that thing.
Yeah, just like snowballs. They're like, they can't wait for the stream to start, you know?
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. But yeah, you can see this is just like the most random stuff.
Zonyu. Zonu.
No idea.
That's probably just a made up one.
Maybe somebody can put it in the chat. No, I mean, there's so many obscure games this draws from. Yeah, I mean, it could be community made. Like, Mugen is open source, so like anybody can add characters for it. There's also different classes of characters in here. Like, I don't even know, like, the full depth of Salty Bet. Like, there's a whole... There's a whole like lore behind it. There's like some characters are in the game multiple times, and there's like A, B, C, D versions, and they're all different. And it's really interesting.
So they've gone deep, deep.
Right. So this is the initial. This is the initial inspiration, but it was like, you know, what if we took that, put it in the HQ trivia format, and we owned all the IP? Like, what could we do with that? So that's
and rebrand it as Social Justice Warriors, dude. I'm telling you.
Prepare to get offended this summer.
Or they're just Rambo characters with, like, you know, identifying genders and, yeah, I identify as this.
I actually...
arrows that shoot flames and shit.
Yeah, so that's a general overview, I think, of Shitty Robot Fighting League.
Yeah. That shit sounds so fucking cool, man. I can't get over it.
Yeah, it was really fun to put together. Like, it was a challenge. I think I got the MVP together in, like, 4 days. It was, like, 2 weekends of, like, 12-hour days coding, which isn't too bad. I mean, obviously, I'm not really an illustrator, so, like, the character sprites and stuff are all licensed. You know, we got to get some new backgrounds in there and stuff. This is more of a proof of concept, like MVP in this state than anything else, but yeah, man. I mean, I think it's got a future.
Salty Bits leaned into the hot, like, anime girls.
Right?
Are you gonna lean into that?
I'm not a big anime chick fan. It's just not my thing. No, I like a good salt-of-the-earth woman at the top of her career, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're gonna...
Social Justice Warriors!
Social Justice Warriors! Yeah, it's gotta be like the Crossfire theme. Do you remember the old Crossfire ads?
Oh, man, between... that and Liam Neeson's All Blacks. I don't know if we're going to be on next week.
Oh,
this is how we're going to get internet famous, Cam.
by offending people?
Yeah.
Nah, dude. Once it's running, we'll just make a version of it. SJWs for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Run it with here.
Just have it in the background. Oh my god, Liam Neeson in that fucking sweater.
Yeah, you can just like put your logos in as each robot and they'll just
fight. Oh, hell yes.
I mean, I'm pretty good.
I change my team name every week and new logos. That's all it takes to make me happy. I'm a simpleton.
I'm a simple man.
Well, you also created something that obviously Cam and I should worship. It's a Survivor Fantasy League, right?
It is. It is. So it's definitely inspired by fantasy football, right? But I'm not a huge football buff. Like, I love competition. I love the way sports systems and game design work. I'm just not really into, like, a bunch of jack dudes in tights slapping each other on the butt. It's just not my thing.
What are you, gay?
No, I just play a lot of video games. So it's definitely inspired by that, but it's sort of a different format. So we definitely have competition out there, but nobody does it the way that we do. And that's why even when you're like, oh, whoever now has like fantasy sports like thing, like we've been doing this site for over 10 years. Like,
right.
We're going on like our 11th or 12th year. So it's like honed in and we have like tons of user data of like people loving it and giving us feedback. So I think we're doing something like really unique with it. Basically,
What's the site called, first of all? So
Tribal Council. Tribal-council.com. And if you...
Tribal
if any, if
spoken.
Yeah, right,
you're
exactly.
Bet on football, motherfucker.
Yeah, so you can sign up right now. We're open for sign-ups. If anybody out there watches Survivor and loves fantasy football, this is the website for you.
Yes.
Basically, you can. I should have signed into my account ahead of time so you could see what's going on.
It's
inside,
all good.
Unless you want to sign up live.
Yeah, no, put your email address up there and tell everyone your password.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It'll be great.
I'll create an account while you guys are talking.
All right, cool.
It's free, right?
No, actually, you owe me $50 the second. That's sign in. Yeah, so go to the create an account link down there at the bottom. Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, Mike explains the internet to me.
To everyone.
That could be a whole other podcast. Mike explains the internet.
Saturday nights on
Twitch. The internet! If only we had a soundbite of that, dude.
Oh, my God. That's all we need.
Jadaneth. What if we get Jadaneth on? Sorry,
dude,
we had
to... What the fuck is Jadaneth?
He's just so... Dude, Cam went to film school with Ivor, like, what, like 2 years, right?
Yeah, like a year and a half.
Right. Tight. But our Tight. The first film class we had to take, basically film 101, mm-hmm. was a guy, and I don't even know how to abbreviate this story, but eventually we found out he was a legit fraud and a crackhead.
Oh, like
how do you okay, resume, okay, first of all,
like,
hold on, yeah.
Is legit fraud not an oxymoron?
Well, I mean, like,
am I a fraud?
Mike also explained. Mike is also explaining the English language to me.
Tight.
Is this my name? Is that my, like?
That'll be your username on the site, essentially.
Cool.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah,
ooh, Hotmail! Look at that.
Yeah, that's my.
That's a blast from the past,
dude. He was this guy that lied about his, you know, credentials and career, and said he went to American Film Institute, did all this stuff he never did, worked on all these films.
Oh, God, he was just good at bullshitting his way, yeah. Like, in.
Like, to be a Montana State professor.
When Montana State at the time was, like, the one of the best film schools, like, top 10 in the nation.
No way. Like, and this dude made it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was, like, partying with the college kids, smoking crack.
Oh,
like,
I think I heard about this dude. Because I scored a bunch of student films.
Oh,
and I have a Tracy for best original score.
That's right. You do have a Tracy.
I do. And it's...
If, like, social media was where it was at today, I'm sure it would have been, like, a...
Oh, yeah. No, because I heard the tales of this professor, this film professor, that would come drink with the students and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just this
crazy is the guy.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
So, in one so of our trippy. Classes, he was explaining, you know, like, how film evolved from TV and radio broadcast, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Eventually, we get to the internet, and he...
The internet!
Up, the internet!
That's how he talks.
Well, he was like...
he was eating a pizza pie.
No, he's like...
No, he was Indian.
Yeah, he's like Indian, but...
Pakistani or something.
Well, I think...
He sounded Italian.
No, I was like, the internet! I was like...
It's me, a linguine man.
It's me, HTML.
I'm from a Pakistan. Where is the pasta?
No. Yeah, he's like an Indian dude. Yeah. I think. I just remember.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. No, I mean.
All right. So you're all signed up. Cool. So click pick your team.
Okay.
Yeah, pick them.
Cool. Yeah. You guys gonna make some Survivor picks right now?
Yeah. Let's do this.
That's hot as fuck, all right, dude.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, if you click view profile, it'll give you, like, their age. Yeah, they actually pop over the page. If you go back and you just click it without holding control, it just pops over the page.
Pet peeves, revolutionist history. What?
And this is the third season Aubrey's coming back. Or second season Aubrey's coming back. She got robbed the first time. She made it all the way to the end. And they gave it to somebody else.
Really?
Yep. Aurora's a newcomer to the game.
DeForest lawyer. She's crazy. I'm in.
Oh, shit.
Cam, who's your first pick?
Is this, like, just stays till the end?
No. Okay, so typically in past seasons, you make your 8 picks, and then they get voted off throughout the season. You have once you make your picks, your 8 picks, you have 5 in the game and 3 on the bench. And the 3 on the bench don't win or lose you points. But the 5 that are in the game, they can win or lose you points. So... there are some things that you get penalized for, like if somebody leaves the game willingly, like they're like, I just can't do this. Like, you lose 8 points for that, which is a significant number of points. Fumble. That's pretty significant.
I'm calling it. Aubrey's gonna do that. We want hands off.
Nah, dude. Aubrey's a fucking fighter, dude. She's tight. She's tight.
Scroll down.
Okay.
Yeah, scroll down. Options? Yeah, there's typically like 18 people.
Give me that Ron Clark. Like a
Ron Clark, that's a strong man right there. Teacher
guy.
At Ron Clark Academy. He has his own academy.
He teaches Ron Clark.
He teaches other people to be Ron Clarks.
Spin zone here, though, guys. He has his own academy, and he's only a fucking teacher there.
I mean, it's named after him. I feel like that's significant.
Just saying.
He's not the janitor at Ron Clark Academy.
Fine, dude.
What?
Alright,
I'm gonna throw one in the hat.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, scroll up. I'm gonna go with Joe Anglin. This is Joe's third time playing.
Oh, this guy.
I hate his mustache. He didn't have a mustache the last 2 times that he played. But he's actually an amazing survivor. He's super charismatic. Do you guys know how the show Survivor works?
I haven't watched it since I was like 8.
Okay, so here's a quick refresh on how Survivor works.
Word.
So you have this cast of survivors,
uh-huh.
and the game starts with two separate tribes. So, there have been a couple seasons where they have three, but most of the time, it's two tribes. And they do challenges, and every episode, one person is voted off, at least. Some episodes, they do like a doubleheader.
Right.
Two people get voted off from each tribe. Once it gets down to enough people that it doesn't make sense to have two tribes, they merge into a single tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes from a team game to an individual game.
Oh, that's
and each
right.
person's scoring individually. And after the tribe merge, every person voted off joins what's called the jury.
That's right. Okay.
And so the jury builds up till you get to the final three, and then the jury votes on who from the final three wins the game. So it's an incredibly social, crazy game. They're all starving on an island, and so, of course, all of their nerves are going haywire. It's an amazing experiment.
You should really give them drugs to cope with that.
Well, they're allowed some things. Like, if they take any, like, mental medication, women are allowed to have tampons. There's, like, some things that they're allowed to have. Like, if they wear contacts, they can have contact solution.
So can I get prescribed, like, marijuana before going and then get weed on the island? Because I'm totally in
Survivor Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would love to see Survivor Denver.
My card, bro.
Yeah. Oh, let's just take the scooter.
Yeah, bro.
All right,
anyway, this guy is a social threat, I think, and he's very strong, and he can provide food for a tribe, which will keep him around.
And his hobbies are getting fucked by Jack Sparrow, so...
Whoa.
Jesus, I'm
he got
just...
life
whoa.
Points from his bracelet.
All right, so Joe is in.
Joe's
Team FOP.
Joe's in.
All right, Bobby.
Oh, it's me.
Who's next?
Well, I... picked a girl, right?
You did pick a girl, right?
What do we got here? Fairfax, Virginia, son.
Oh, snap, dog.
Hometown hero.
Oh, snap, dog.
Reem Daly? Dally?
Dolly.
Dolly. So she's a brain, huh?
And neighborhood security? Oh, shit. She wants to talk to the manager for real.
She has the wrong haircut. I don't know, Mike. You really sold me on the top.
On Joe?
I did not.
Or Aubrey?
Like Aubrey, but you said she's coming back. She was
if you scroll down, there's like an interview with them. Yeah, what's your inspiration in life? Yeah.
I can't read that.
Why are you on Survivor?
Sorry. Oh, my bad.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You can go through at some point and read all of these, but she's coming back, and she has a big fan base. Like, people are fucking stoked that she's on this season. So all right, she's
up.
A big fan favorite.
Signing in for Aubrey.
She's got glasses.
Skaboosh. All right.
She's a weakling. If you.
All right. I'm gonna come up. So this next one is our first bench seat. If you scroll down, I'm gonna go with Kelly Wentworth. Kelly is also a returning player.
Does she have a connection to 877 Cash Now?
You gotta clip that. I fucking wish. No, she
went where
the 877 Cash Now. Can I just say that's one of my least favorite jingles next to the Empire 3877?
Yeah,
Empire.
There's
I fucking cannot
worse,
stand
dude.
That jingle. Oh my god, it doesn't resolve. It just bothers me so much to listen to it.
Yeah, it's terrible, really, and I'll never.
And you're going to remember that all night.
I'm going to be singing that.
Whenever I hear Wentworth, that's
if
like.
If I hit rock bottom and need, like, what is that, the paycheck loan or whatever, I'm not going to J.G. Wentworth.
Check into cash. Yeah.
Anyone else can have my
I'm going to a fucking 7-Eleven. Fuck you, J.G. Wentworth.
Right? So anyway, back to Kelly Wentworth. Fun fact about her, the first time she played, her dad was also on the show, and they were on the same team. And it made for this really weird fucking dynamic. So she's been back. I think this might be her third time. Yeah, previous season, Second Chance, and San Juan del Sur. This is her third time on the show.
Damn.
It's a double-edged sword because the other new contestants will know who she is because she's been on recent seasons.
Yeah, they can.
So they're biased against her.
Yeah.
But the reason they bring her back so many times is that she's so fucking good at the game.
She knows witchcraft.
On the weekends. That's
dude, that's totally a weekend activity. Like,
it is. You can't be witchcraft in at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Yeah,
this is bullshit. That's a lack of fucking commitment, dude.
What?
She's gonna walk off and cost us 8 points.
Better, though, like,
yeah. Did you see what her second pet peeve is?
Weekends.
Rice. Oh, rice.
Games involving balls. How dare she? Here's the thing. She's good at Survivor. It's like people don't like R. Kelly because he's good at treating people well. They like him because he's good at singing. You know.
Nah, true. True.
Or maybe you just like his pee game. Yeah.
All right. So wait. Who's?
Yeah. We're adding Kelly. She's a bench. She's on her bench. She's a bencher. She's a bencher.
All right. Back to me then.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta read some of these. Keith. Nope. Hate that name.
Yeah. He's a new one. He's new this season. She's
Ginger,
also new.
She's gonna get sunburned. No way.
Yep.
Yeah. She's out. She's from Bronx. And she's that pale.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make it on an island.
Wendy okay, Diaz. I like the hobbies here. Swimming, rock climbing, anything active, karaoke.
Oh, yeah, she's into it.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's
Hey, what's that place with all this stupid shit on the walls?
Whoa, you mean Shenanigans? All right, Wendy Diaz.
Cam, Wendy Diaz, I think that's a solid one.
Oh, I get the last pick. I feel so honored.
Snap dog.
Binge watching. Nope.
wait, Ben, what did she say?
Binge watching multiple Netflix series at once.
At the same time. She's girl's got
like
two TVs.
I want to watch Altered Carbon, the OA,
and that
Schitt's Creek,
that Wentworth commercial.
Yeah,
be fair, no one wants to watch the OA.
I'd
rather watch the OC
and
my beer
episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I struck.
I began struck a chord.
Like the one Netflix thing coming
soon. FOP television criticism.
Eric Hafferman.
You know what's hilarious about this is that one of my old friends and business partners was named Eric Hafferman in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember when I used to do ads for Vans? You shot our
Thrierick?
Our Black Friday. Yeah, his real name is Eric Hafferman. I totally forgot that Bobby shot that commercial for us, which aired before a very important football game. I don't remember what it was, but it was a regional commercial, I think, before like a playoff game or maybe it was the Super Bowl. When is the Black Friday in relation to football games? Because I'm terrible about football.
Black
schedule.
Friday's on
right
Thursday.
Thursday,
it's Thanksgiving, so it,
right.
Was it like?
I don't know. All I know
was
is that
Cats game?
It aired regionally. No, it was in front of NFL games, but it aired regionally.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, because I kept getting fucking phone calls from people that are like, "I saw you before the football game," and I was like, "I don't know."
Oh my
anything
god,
about
I forgot
this.
About that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember doing it now that you mention it, but
yeah. I mean, we all got paid. It was fun.
That's right.
It was a good time.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did
I thought we paid you, didn't we?
I think you paid me some. I'm just kidding.
I mean, it wasn't like pay my rent money, but it was like.
No.
Oh, I want that money.
And it was like fucking 6 hours of work.
Yeah. It was a good time, man.
Yeah.
So
okay, so
Eric. Going for Eric.
No love
well,
for
I,
Eric.
I mean, I might.
I mean, I've already got a chip on my shoulder because he's stealing my homie's thunder.
What's up with Dan Da Silva?
Dan Da Silva. Oh,
I mean,
what's
Mike
up, Dan? Law student and former military, so he's smart and he's rugged.
Netflix binging. Get
yeah?
out.
You're not a Netflix fan, huh?
No, I like Netflix, but how are you a survivor if you're like binge watching Netflix? You should be practicing making fires.
That's fair.
You should be like getting flints
but
out.
But dude,
that's
it's because he was in the military.
He doesn't. Yeah, as
he's,
long as he's got MREs
yeah,
and a lighter, he'll
law
be fine.
Student.
Is that how to spell binging?
I don't know. We just copy and paste this from the CBS binging? Site most of the time.
What? Chris Underwood. Sales manager, surfing, sailing, camping, anything outdoors. Yes.
I like that. Pet peeves,
okay.
Facebook posts.
Yeah.
Guy.
Fuck Facebook posts.
Well, he said political Facebook posts.
Oh. Yeah, fuck political.
Yeah,
Facebook
yeah. Adam.
Posts.
Adam. Cool. So then scroll down, hit that save roster.
Oh, yeah, we're in.
Yep. And now you can click set up your team. So if you go to the set up your team
like
page.
Little notifications like you're doing.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we've refined it over the years. It's pretty easy to use now. So this is where you can swap your active people and your people on the bench. So if you scroll down, you can see the bench. Yeah,
right
and you can swap them out.
Is this week to week?
Yeah, so we lock all the rosters at 5 p.m. MST on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
That's before the East Coast feed, and then we update it within 30 minutes usually of the West Coast feed.
Gotcha.
And we send out an email to all the players. But one new thing we're adding this year that hasn't been in previous seasons is redrafts.
Okay.
So one of the biggest problems our players always complain about is once they're locked in and you, like – you're locked in before you see the first episode. So, like, you can watch their interviews, you can read their bios, and that only tells you so much. And it's like, once you actually watch the episode and see how they treat each other, you're like, fuck, why did I pick this guy? So, we're adding redrafts during major tribe events. So, after the first episode, as long as you don't have the person who gets voted off, you'll be able to redraft your whole roster. And even if you do, you'll be able to redraft the other seven. And then we're only going to let you redraft again if the tribes change. So sometimes during the show, they'll say drop your buffs, which is those little things that they wear, okay, like all tied up. And they'll reassign randomly the two tribes. Or during the tribe merge, when they all merge into one tribe, or say... you know, they add a third tribe. That's happened before. So really? Anytime they change the tribe rosters, we're going to allow redrafts. Tribes,
like people from the island, they're like, just come on our show. How does that work? Like,
no, it's the same. It's all the same people, but they just make them switch teams. So they've been playing together and forming these alliances and stuff. And then they're like, whatever. And they just basically scramble everything, and it changes the entire social game.
God, producers are assholes.
Oh, man. Dude. They're geniuses.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're in their 38th season. Yeah. You know?
That's just insane, though. Like,
it's wild. It's a fucking wild game.
Seasons, I had no clue Survivor was still happening, by the way.
Like, yeah, well, no clue. The funny part is that I wasn't even into Survivor before this. So my homie Dylan actually used to run this, well, not this version of the game, but the original version of this game via email. And so you would just email him what your picks are, and he would add up all the points every week and like send them out in an email. And then he got me involved with it, and I was like, why don't we just like make a website out of this? Because I'm a web developer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then it just kind of took off. We got Reddit involved, and they fucking loved it. And like our first season on Reddit, we had like 100 players, and then the next season was like 300, and now we average about 1,000 players per Survivor season. So it's pretty cool. But one of the things we really want to do is start breaking it out. So we considered doing The Bachelor, and what's that other one? Bachelor's in Paradise? Or what's the one
Bachelor
where they just fuck?
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, they just fuck a lot.
Yeah.
Is that the one
mm-hmm.
that's like super smutty and like, how is this on television?
Yeah, it's Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, whatever's popular, Big Brother, like that kind of stuff. The only problem is if we do that, like, then we have to watch the show and score it, and I don't want to do that. So
maybe you have like a teenage girl that's into that shit. Just get a report from her, like.
Right. Well, I was thinking about turning this into what I'm calling Tribe Engine, which would be like you'd be able to build a fantasy league literally around anything. You could do a vote off pool if your company got acquired, like who's getting fired first.
Oh,
you could do
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys could make a quick pool around that new football league. You could do the LFL.
LFL.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you could design all these simple fantasy games basically around anything. Because all it is a cast of people on teams and they get points every week. Like, it's actually a really simple system when you break it down. So
we got to figure if you do that, we got to figure our own thing for the draft order comp instead of going off of like another league.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Know what we do, but
netball?
Designing games is fun, man.
Something, yeah.
It's super fun. Well, I've already got tools, so hit me with your ideas, dudes. I'll definitely consider them because I want to build this out into like you can make a game out of anything.
I know I keep telling you you gotta like get the LFL as a website client because their shit is garbage. Maybe this is the way in.
Yeah, you think so? Become the official LFL like fantasy league.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea actually.
I mean, we love the LFL. Like, please, let us fucking figure shit out for you because this waiting a week to find out a score, like, is ridiculous.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
It's not coming
like 5 seconds.
From a fucking carrier pigeon. Like,
right.
The game happened an hour and a half away, and I can't figure out, like, what happened unless I'm, like, scouring Twitter or something for it.
Damn, that's brutal. They don't cast it live anywhere?
No,
but just nobody updates it.
They do the work, though. That's the thing, is they have a massive media thing going
they
on
have
at the
like,
game.
Yeah, pregame and all this stuff, but then they like edit it all down and then put it on YouTube. And it's
none
like,
of it is
weird.
Instant.
Yeah, just
including the score.
Because guaranteed, dudes on Twitch would eat that shit up. If the LFL was on Twitch, they would have so many viewers.
I mean,
Hundo P.
Hundo P's, dude. Big pee-pee.
Well, and this is what I've been stretching is, like, let's talk about your Twitch stuff, but, like, in the context of Cam and I want to branch out and do this because this is what we were doing last year on Facebook, but obviously Twitch is, like, more geared for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Twitch is interestingly blowing up right now. And I don't just mean, like, video games. Like, just chatting, which is, you know, we're variety streamers. So we're playing, like, old retro games that nobody gives a shit about. We're, like, goofing on YouTube videos, that kind of stuff. You know, check us out, twitch.tv/2upshow. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, and that's the whole reason we started it. It's just, like, we just think we're so full of ourselves. We think we're funny enough that people want to listen. But weird. I mean, it's a good.
You're fucked up, so. Dude. Why do we even invite you over here?
Shit, dude. I don't know.
You just want to hear yourself talk.
Hopefully, I'm gonna get my comedy degree soon, and then it's on.
Dude, you're going to that college too?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, nice. Jatternath, best professor I ever had.
Chatternap.edu.
The open mic.
I put it on the internet.
Oh, it was a bagel the whole time.
It's a bagel bite.
But right. I don't even remember what point I was trying to make there.
Oh, you were talking about Twitch, 2UP show.
Oh, yeah. So I think, you know, even though, like, sports are big on Twitch and esports are big on Twitch, mm-hmm. like, Twitch just as a platform is fucking exploding. Like, this just chatting category that we're primarily in is, like, number 4 across the whole site all the time. Like, constantly.
Yeah, and it's stupid, like, what you can get on there. I mean, like...
Twitching out. Is that what they call it?
When
you watch Twitch, you're like, I'm twitching out, bro.
I'm twitching. Someone doesn't have ad block, am I right?
Obviously, we got some like video game going here.
Yeah, so if you just go up to browse up at the top there.
What video game is that?
Apex.
Apex Legends. Yeah, that's the hot game right now. Apex is the first game to outperform Fortnite on Twitch for 10 days consecutively.
What's the big deal? It's Battle Royale, right?
It's a Battle Royale game, but there's no building. And the movement apparently is amazing. There's like parkour built into the game, essentially.
Oh, it's like that game Brink that we used
yes,
to play,
I
dude.
Loved Brink. The Except guns for... were so shitty.
Yeah,
it was the worst. It was the fucking worst. But yeah, so just chatting is kind of what we're going for. A lot of like retro gaming stuff. Pokimane is one of the biggest streamers on the platform.
Yeah,
for sure. Why. I mean,
Pokimane
is her name.
Oh,
and she always wears wigs. I don't know. She's got this weird thing going on, but people love her for some reason. I do not.
She's like a semi-attractive female.
I guess.
All just sitting there. What's she talking about?
$125 donation.
Yeah, and that's probably her top donator like recently. And if you look up in the top right, you see those bits. Every bit is a cent. So when you see 5,800 bits, that's $58.
Yeah.
Wait, and those are in-chat donations.
A dollar or a cent?
Every bit is a cent. So when you see like 68 whatever,
okay.
that's 68 bucks. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I can't see those numbers either.
Yeah.
But
being blind.
Yeah, so cheering is like what happens in chat. That's like tipping. You can donate, which is outside of the platform.
Damn, dude.
It's a really interesting.
I've been living my life. Wrong
really
the
interesting
whole time.
System.
I could just go home and do this.
Well, and the thing is that it takes a lot of time to like really establish yourself. Like she has a set schedule. She's been doing it for like 7 years. Like,
oh, yeah, I don't.
Like she's streaming every day, and I mean it's working out for her, you know. But for every Pokimane, there's 1,000 channels with 0 viewers. You know, well, and it's just a dude alone in a room like, I really like Diablo because, you know.
Yep.
Right.
That would be us.
I mean, when I think about Twitch, I think big boobed girls playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
But you open my eyes like it's fucking insanity, dude. Like,
yeah. Like if you scroll down, it's just like people talking about stuff like, and like Kit Boga right there.
Do the people like
he's actually one of my favorites. So
oh, yeah. This is
this dude one. Calls scammers and uses a voice changer.
Oh, okay.
And
I
he baits them
this.
Into like wasting their time with him.
Okay,
and sometimes he like gets into their computer systems because he's a genius. He's
all right. This guy's a
this guy's super cool. So there's some gems on Twitch. Twitch right now is like what YouTube was in like 2007.
Right.
Like right now it's the wild fucking west, and the creators on the platform are dictating what the platform is.
Oh,
like anymore, YouTube is vloggers, 10-minute videos because the algorithm has like dictated the content over so long.
Yeah.
But Twitch is still like the really good creators aren't there yet. Like people coming with like real quality and like. Regular shows and like showmanship, you know what I mean? Like be actually building communities around it, mm-hmm. like you guys are doing with Fopcast, like actually having like involved
fucking 7
people
dog.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, someday.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
7 years, maybe.
You see these motherfuckers, like they didn't start at this level.
Oh, dude.
Like
I'm...
everybody's got to grind.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with grinding.
No, every man. Wednesday night.
Especially at high school prom.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sign off for Fopcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is that you grinding at a high school prom or another
grind
high school?
Grind with me.
This
Spend
is
time
eye-opening
me.
As fuck, though, this Twitch stuff.
Dude,
I mean,
Twitch is cool. I only recently got into it. My partner, Dan, he's all about it. Like, he fucking loves Twitch. He's been trying to convince me for over a year to stream, and I'm just now getting there. I've done streams as, like, for companies and stuff, for, like, events, but never, like, hey, everybody, it's me.
Yeah.
Why not, though?
It's kind of cool. I used to have a radio show, so it was like getting back into like, you know, dusting the
like KGLT?
The old jacket off. Yeah.
Oh,
I used to do the beatdown Saturday nights.
Oh, that's right.
Nine
you
to midnight.
Took it over for
Noose. Yeah,
for Noose.
I did it for 2 years.
Did that once.
It was great, but like when you're doing a 3-hour show every Saturday night, like I had no free time. Like all my time was planning my next show and like editing song, because you know it's a rap show, so like I have to do all my own edits.
Yeah.
So the college doesn't get sued, but
well, and
at least it was open format.
They totally had like a record collection, but all the fucking hip hop kids would steal the hip hop records. So
I went
like
in there when it was like super sick.
Well,
yeah. I got to do a radio show on there one night. Like
yeah, it was fun.
I forget who invited me, but somebody just like, you want to do a radio show? I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did it too. Zach and I were in the thing, but like Real School took over, like the program or whatever. And then,
yeah.
I don't know. I was on there with somebody.
I mean, I just lucked out that I worked with Noose, and he knew I was like a DJ and a real big hip hop head. And he was like, I'm moving to Chicago. Do you want the show? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want the show.
Good hookup.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. I loved doing it, but it, like I said, it sucked up all my time. So after a couple of years, I was just like, I have shit to do.
When
like,
they,
I can't.
I have a life to live out.
It doesn't pay, you know?
AM on Saturdays.
When they went digital, the guy that was, for some reason, the hip-hop guy, but, like, dude had a terrible taste in music. Like, he was obsessed with white rappers only.
Oh, what was his name? I think he took over from me, right?
Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's, like, obsessed with white rappers, which is dope when you're, like...
White rappers are fine.
No, I know, but... Not when no, I have no problem with this.
You guys ever eat a Zero Bar? That's got a white rapper.
I'm just saying, though, like, dude would, like, choose 4 cuts off an Aesop Rock record instead of, like, I don't know, like an Ice Cube.
But to be fair, maybe he's just an economist, because with every Aesop Rock album, you get, like, twice as many rhymes for
your
money. That's
true. That's very true, yeah.
Or
the vocab.
His audience. Bozeman.
He's
well, my whole thing
English
was,
students love him.
Like, he would choose like a shitty white rapper over like anybody just because it was like obscure, and he's like, oh, but he did a song with Big Gigantic, and I'm like, dude, this isn't like, you're ruining,
it's supposed to be a hip-hop show.
Yeah. And you know, I'm
it's
like,
all right, it's okay.
No, he's a cool guy. And then he tried to fucking sell me the hip-hop records for like $1,500, and I'm like, dude,
fuck that. I think Missy O'Malley has them, actually.
Good. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, at least they're with a true
member
of the hip-hop community.
Well, or just like a fan, or like a real DJ.
She'll take care of them or put them in the hands of somebody that will take care of them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all
but
that matters.
That bugged the shit out of me, though. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll buy this shit. And he's like, all right, $1,500. I was like, dude, I know that shit's scoured. I don't want like Ernie Rhodes' like B-side shit.
Why not, dude? That's my favorite.
Ernie Rhodes is dope, but like, not that he's ever going to hear this, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want like the opening act on the High Respects tour that like came through. Like, yeah. I was
like, mean, to be fair, there were some gems in there. There was some edited like atmosphere records up there.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had like Immortal Technique radio edits. There was some cool stuff.
I can tell you from my time, like trying to be a DJ there, like that one night, nothing left, dude. All stolen.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Of course, because, like, I don't know. Bones probably did it at night and walked out with 100 records, and I love the guy, but, like...
I'm sure there's some super deep cuts up there.
It's all right. For a while, there was a rumor that they were just going to throw them all away. And
yes.
So I think there was, like, a conservation
like,
effort.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's how... What's his name got it? Earson. Mm-hmm. What was his name?
I don't remember.
He had, like, a weird Swedish name, and then fucking... He just said, hey, call me Jim or something.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I honestly don't know.
Weird.
I mean, that when I left the show, I was just like, I was on to bigger and better things.
Yeah,
know? Well,
obviously.
Not really. I don't have another radio show. But
no.
Isn't that how we got to this point? Was your other radio show?
I think so. Was it?
I think that was around about.
Punks jump up to get beat down.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Punk paperwear.
All right, well, Mike, I think we're going to wrap things up here. All right. Pluggables.
Pluggables. You can catch me Saturday nights. Twitch.tv/the2UP show. Check it out. Me and my buddy Dan.
Two-up show.
Yeah, we're just getting our schedule set. So we're going to start doing weekly streams. Might do like a Thursday night music stream. Those will be shorter, but our main show is going to be Saturday afternoon, Saturday evenings around 6 p.m. MST. Come check it out. Twitch.tv/2UP show.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And what about Vaporwave?
You can find Vaporwave Dave on Spotify. If you search Vaporwave, we are the first artist. And if you search Vaporwave Playlist, you'll find our most popular song. We are almost done with our 11th album called Singularity, which hopefully will come out. What day is it?
Today's
it's going to be about 3 weeks. It's going to be about 3 weeks. So it'll probably be like first week in March. Actually, if you follow us on Spotify, you'll get notified when the new album comes out.
Yes.
So check out Vaporwave Dave on Spotify. And also, if you're into fantasy sports and you like Survivor, tribal-council.com is accepting signups until next week, February the 20th, 5 p.m. MST. We close the site for the season. So get those registrations in before the first episode airs.
Get in there.
Yeah, get slide it in. Make it fit.
Slide it in.
All right. And as always, oh, I forgot to announce. We're on Apple now, baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've been putting links up. Yeah. Real-ish podcast. Just look for the pink cat.
That's how you know you're
iTunes.
iTunes. Yeah.
You guys on Spotify?
On Spotify.
Oh, shit.
Thanks to this man, Mike B, for setting up our website. Well, giving us a donation.
Just my day job, man. Just my day job.
And then just being like, hey, you know, this stuff's really easy. You can fucking do it.
Yeah, super simple.
So you can find all of our podcasts at fopcast.com. That's 2FOPCAST.com. And same thing in Spotify and Apple Music. And trying to get that Google Play on, too. We'll see how that goes.
Hell yeah, baby.
Anyway, commit, shout. Bye.